Blog Talk Radio.
Four men in a rock and roll band, fly at night in the morning land, fly at night to a satisfied, see the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes back. When I think you never swear, you need some rest, yeah, you need some rest.
man with a warlight. Shouting like that, let him fly. Dark darkness can help you hide. From the hold of the secret, he was killed in the world. He's the spirit that lies in the dead.
Take it in. Some REO Speedwagon. All right, welcome to the show, Crazy Nation Radio. Oh, Friday night, let's rock on this crazy world we're coming to you, mother. You know the answer. Yeah, man, it's just not going to be a good deal for us. I mean, I know doom and gloom is what we talk about a lot of the show, but yeah, it's not conspiracy theory. These are things we find out and research, and you actually can credit, you know, these, to be honest, God, gospel fucking truth. But anyway, the other day, my bank sent me a fucking notice, emailed me, and I wasn't too happy about it. It ain't that I did anything wrong, but yeah, I will be, and I'm sure everybody else will too, according to these fuckers. These people are wanting to control your whole aspect of life. I mean, you want to talk freedom? You might as well hang that the fuck up, because it's over. Freedom's been over. We just didn't want to admit it. We have lived with it, and we have accepted the loss of freedom. Even though people, oh, no, I'm free. No, you're not. No, you ain't even close to being free. No. I hate to be the bearer of bad fucking news. And you know, I've said many times, days are numbered for shows like this, for what I do and other people like me to do this. It's not that I'm trying to scare anybody. I'm simply trying to get you to recognize something. Do the research. Look and find out for yourself. Find the truth of this bullshit that's going on. Don't take anybody's word for it. Don't even take mine. Don't even believe a word I say. Just do the research. I'm just giving you the tools. You go look. It's up to you. If you want to go and live in this fucking bizarro fucking world we live in now, I mean, where transgender people have more rights than you, and God knows it's against the law of fucking nature. You can't be a woman if you're a man, or you can't be a man if you're a woman. It just ain't going to happen. I don't give a fuck about your emotional bullshit ride. Why are we paying so much close attention to this? Why are we doing this in our schools and teaching our children this shit? They have no idea fucking what it is in the first place. So all of a sudden you're wanting to mind bend these children. It's fucking insane. So people, you know, well, fuck them, you know. They don't seem to pay attention to the gospel of the fucking law of physics and nature. But you can't beat them. You can't challenge them. You can't fucking try to manipulate them. You try you want, but you ain't going to win it. It ain't going to happen. Sorry, friends. Ain't going to happen. But anyway, this psycho world we're living in, we're getting ready to head into this fucking digital age already. I think we're already sucked into it. It's like a big vortex, and you've been sucked into the motherfucker, okay? But anyway, I'm going to read this email to you, folks. I'm going to read it to you, and you hopefully you understand what the fuck it's all about. I mean, I've had a hard time. I've had to read quite a few times to come to a conclusion. And it says, this is from my bank. I'm not going to mention no names, so they probably fucking had me, you know, taken, beaten, and fucking throw me in stocks and torture me and kill me and all that shit, but I'm not going to say who they are, which bank it is. Maybe later when I don't give a fuck no more, which I don't give a fuck now, but there again, yeah, you got to be cool. You know, they're going to sue you for slander. Yeah, fuck you, whatever, fuck off. Anyway, first got to show me victim damage or fraud and all, it'd be a crime, but that just fuck them, man. Anyway, here's how the letter goes. You know, came on, this letter was sent to me on the 18th of May. 18th of May, okay? Remember that. It's very important to remember May 18th, I got this at 7:37 a.m. on May the 18th, and it says, in real big letters and bold colors and this real nice, friendly shit, it says, we have made some changes to our digital service agreement. Okay, what does that mean? What would you change your – what agreement? What are we talking about? I don't have no idea of any fucking agreement with you or anything else. Well, maybe so. You know, when you get the account, I've had my account this bank for fucking 15 years. Not longer. Actually, yeah, much longer. Excuse me. So it says here, here's what's changed beginning May the 5th. Okay, get it? Here's what changed beginning May the 5th. But they didn't send this information to me till the 18th. So we're talking, what, 13 days later? After I done did it? So they didn't warn me shit that was coming. That it was already here. So fuck you. Take it and eat it, motherfucker. That's what you're going to do. It says here, here's what changed beginning May the 5th. We introduced new functionality for adding or removing cards and digital services for PASM Wallet, an account feature that will be able to be eligible to credit and debit card holders in the coming months. A new disclosure regarding limited view-only functionality added with the digital services for Union Bank investment services customers, as well as clarification of existing disclosure for U.S. Bancorp invested self-directed accounts. Improved the clarity of the sanctions covering privacy and security enrollment and the electric statements and notifications digital wires. Bill pays and payments made using the real-time payment network. Now, that's digital currency right there that we're talking about. A lot of people on real-time payment network. That's what that is. I mean, it's more instant than you ever fucking thought. Even though it's instant now, but it's more instant. Well, it's the same shit. Ain't no fucking difference. It's instant. Once you make a payment, they got your money with a couple seconds, fuck, it's over, you know? So that's what it is. Okay. So this is telling you, this shit is happening right fucking now. It ain't coming soon. It's happening now. So whether you think I'm fucking crazy or you don't fucking get it, you better take a fucking look. So anyway, as we go on, it says clarify the scope and condense the methods we use to deliver electronic documents and our electronic document consent disclosure. Please note that information this notice is a summary of the changes and is not replacement for the actual terms. You should review the revised agreement and entirely as an effective date. You can view the reserved digital service agreement and electric document consent online with our mobile app. So you got to download their app to read this shit. In other words, you ain't knowing shit if you don't download their app. Fuck them. I ain't got to download your goddamn app. Okay. To continue, use the online and mobile banking after the effect date will be continued use of online and mobile banking after the effective date will constitute you accept of these changes. So you accepted it already. But here's the fucking trick. Remember I said it was posted on it wrote on May the 5th. That's when it took effect, but they didn't send it to me until the 18th. So I got sucked into this. See what I mean? I couldn't get out. They fucking sucked me right in. It didn't matter. But that's what it is. And then it says, if you have any questions, please log into your account and select contact us from service menu or U.S. Bank mobile app. I didn't tell you what's U.S. Bank app. Select help services from the main menu. So, wow. See, I mean, I've been talking this shit for a long time. Everybody knew it ain't going to happen. Well, motherfucker, we're talking by July. This is just May, you know. This ain't, you know, this don't mean dick. I mean, you know. This is what's happening. This came directly from my personal bank account, my bank that I've been banking for years. And they're telling me we're going to turn to digital. And it doesn't matter. Whatever you say, that's still what it is. In other words, they're going to be telling you pretty soon you can't withdraw cash. Cash will no longer be existent. They will have complete full fucking control of you, me, and every other motherfucker on the planet. That's the way they're going to do it. God damn us to do that. So anyway, it's a central bank manufacturer that go along with that. So, you know, get ready. Just fucking get ready. If you don't get it, you're fucking dumber than me. That's all I can tell you. You know, you got to think twice when this comes down, man, because these motherfuckers ain't playing. Is this our government? Is these the people we're trusting with everything we fucking... What happened with it being our shit? Yeah, me, you, and everybody else in America. Is this our shit? Our country? Don't it belong to us? But no, apparently not. Apparently not. Hey, gunslinger. But anyway, it's a fuck you deal. And Mikey in there too, in chat room with me. This is really going on. It's really happening. I post this on Facebook. I posted on Facebook, and I haven't heard nothing yet. And I don't know if I'm going to fucking Facebook jail or whatever. I don't give a fuck. You sent it to me. It's my letter. You know, it's my property now. So I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. Yeah. Takes effect May the 5th. They got the letter on the 18th. I'm so tempted to say, well, I need to understand this. What do you mean by this digital bullshit service agreement? What are you talking about? Are you telling me I'm going complete fucking digital fucking currency and I can no longer, you know, fucking get cash out no more? You know, there's no more cash to get out. So it's fuck you. You ain't getting no more cash and you're limited to what you can buy. And, you know, I did the story about little Johnny. I done read that SEO a long time ago, about 5-6 months ago, or well, maybe longer than that. I brought this shit up. But, you know, nobody seems to fucking get it. But now here it is, motherfuckers. It's here now. It has came knocking at the door. That letter I just wrote, read to you this. So anyway, you know how we routine the show. We're going to get into this. But anyway, I'm going to flip a clip here. We're going to get into this digital money bullshit, these cock eaters. Because, you know, they don't care. Fuck you, American people. Fuck you, long time. And they're going to. So anyway, let's flip a clip or two, and then we'll get into this. This just came out 9 hours ago, so check it out.
And control. So I'm going to share with you the good. Today's video is about the Federal Reserve CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Now, this is a story about the potential future of banking, the preservation of the dollar's reserve status, and increased government surveillance and control. So I'm going to share with you the good and the bad. So I don't know what your thoughts are about the CBDC. Please let me know your opinion in the comments down below. None of this discussion will be based on conspiracy theory or scare tactics. I know some people like that, but sorry to disappoint you. I am here to give you a legitimate update on the CBD situation here in the U.S. So let's get started. So let's start at the very basics. A CBDC is a central bank digital currency. So it's a virtual currency that is backed and issued by a central bank. So in this discussion, it's the Federal Reserve. So it is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. So I want you to know that CBDCs are not the same thing as stable coins. So the most popular, the more popular ones, USDT, USDC, those are cryptocurrencies that are issued by private enterprise and they're pegged to something else. And of course, a CBDC is nothing like Bitcoin because Bitcoin is decentralized. A CBDC is, I mean, that's as centralized as you can get. That is, a CBDC is state issued and operated. Now, a good question is, why would the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve want to create a CBDC for you and me? So there are a lot of reasons. I'm going to give you a few. So let's start off with this. First, the U.S. does not want to get left behind. There are 87 countries that are interested in CBDCs. Of those 87, 65 countries are in advanced stages of their CBDC developments. Of those 65, 20 central banks have launched their pilot programs already. So we have to talk about China because they're one of them. China showcased their CBDC during their 2022 Olympic Games in Beijing. Athletes and visitors were using the CBDC to make purchases in Olympic Village. So their pilot program has now expanded to 25 cities. At this moment, their focus, well, they're in the pilot phase, and their focus right now is on experimentation and learning rather than for pushing wide-scale adoption. In these select cities, workers in the public sector, they're being paid in CBDC. This includes government employees in schools, hospitals, media, etc. In those select cities, CBDCs can be used to pay for utilities, transportation, tuition, tax payments, etc. So China has the largest CBDC pilot program in the world. They currently have more than 260 million wallets in their program. So that's the thing. You have China making progress and advancing with their CBDC. You have 20 countries in the pilot phase of their programs. And then here we have the United States. The United States is going through a phase of FOMO. So the U.S. started looking into CBDC a few years back, and we are currently in the research stage. So if you think about it, the United States has to at least look into the matter. I mean, the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. So they need to decide. So we're talking about the federal government and the Federal Reserve. They have to decide whether a CBDC will help preserve the dollar as the world's reserve currency. But the Federal Reserve said that they will only issue a CBDC if Congress and the executive branch supports it. Because you have to remember that our central bank, the Federal Reserve, they are not a part of the government. They are a private organization. Now, in addition to FOMO and the danger of being left behind, let's talk about the other reasons why the federal government and the Federal Reserve would like to have and to implement a CBDC. A CBDC, so these are the reasons why, well, from perspective. A CBDC would increase payment efficiency and lower transaction costs. So the Federal Reserve and the federal government would have programmable money. So that would be useful to them because if you or an institution or a country is doing something that they don't like, then, well, they can just simply freeze your money. And the Federal Reserve and the government, they will have more transparency in money flow. So that's a nice way of saying that the Fed and the government, they can see what you're buying and what you're doing with your money at all times. And a CBDC would supposedly help the unbanked population in the U.S. Now, those are the advantages of a CBDC, but you have to remember, again, that's coming from their perspective. So I don't know if that you would consider those advantages for you or other people. It's not limited to those, but those are some of the primary ones. Those are the ones that you're going to hear more frequently. But there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of concerns that are being voiced, and we have to tackle these, and we'll do that one by one. So let's start with this one. A CBDC will help the unbanked population in the U.S. So some people here in the U.S. do not have bank accounts. Okay, but here's the thing. So worldwide, there are about 2 billion people without bank accounts. Of those 2 billion people, 80% of them have smartphones. So the argument is that if they don't have access to a bank account, but they have access to smartphones, let's hook them up with the CBDC, with a central bank digital currency. And by doing so, it'll make their lives better. It'll make the world a better place. Okay. There's a problem. There's an issue with this. This story, I mean, that sounds great and noble if we're talking about the unbanked population in, let's just say, Mongolia. But here in the U.S., the story, it's not the same. It's a little bit different. The argument is a CBDC will help the 4% of the population living in the U.S. that do not have bank accounts. But there's a problem with that argument. Surveys show that 40% of this unbanked population here in the U.S. don't want a bank account because of a lack of trust in the banks. So this population, this 4% of people in the U.S., they don't have bank accounts, and it's by choice. Some people don't trust the banks and simply refuse to open up checking accounts. So do you think that these same people are going to be welcoming of a central bank digital currency? Are you kidding me? So in my humble opinion, I think that this argument, it's a little bit off. Now let's move on to the next one. They're saying that a benefit of a CBDC is that it will provide a more efficient payment structure and it will lower transaction costs in the banking sector. Okay. So this is not going to be true for much longer. So the Federal Reserve's Instant Payment Network will be launching this summer. So they've been working on this upgraded payment infrastructure since 2019, and it's going to go live in the next few months. So financial institutions, they're going to be able to send and receive payments 24/7. So we're going to have a real-time payment system in the U.S. very soon. So the system is finally modernizing. But that's the thing. With the real-time payment system already implemented, the benefit of a CBDC it'll go out the door. Now, we're going to move on to the next two features. The government likes that a CBDC will be programmable money and that it will provide transparency in money flows. But the question is, do we want the government looking at what we buy, when we buy it, where we buy it, all the details? Because that's the type of transparency that a CBDC will provide to the governments. The government says that they need more transparency because it will help them to collect more tax dollars by catching tax evaders. It'll stop money laundering and illegal activities. And they also like the fact that the CBDC will be programmable money. So if the government does not like something about you, then they can cut you off completely. They can freeze your money. They can confiscate it with the click of a button. So it's basically what the U.S. government did to Russia's U.S. dollars, but it would be even easier. It would be even faster. So the U.S. government will be able to see everything, and they will have complete control over your finances if a CBDC were initiated. But this is such a big concern to a lot of people, because a lot of people do not want the government to be surveilling them. We're basically talking about spying capabilities. And even if you're not doing anything illegal, still, it's just a matter of privacy. So yes, a CBDC may help to catch some tax evaders or in carrying out sanctions, but does that benefit outweigh the intrusion of privacy on everyday Americans? So let me know your thoughts. So I'll tell you this. If you missed this in the headlines, I'll bring you up to speed. The Republicans are not having it. They are warning of CBDC tyranny. In the Senate, Senator Ted Cruz introduced legislation to prohibit the Federal Reserve from issuing a CBDC that could be used as a financial surveillance tool by the federal government. Cruz said, "This bill makes sure that big government doesn't attempt to centralize and control cryptocurrency and instead allows it to thrive in the United States." Senator Braun co-sponsored the bill and said, "Allowing the government to centralize the financial information of Americans is simply a bad idea. I support legislation to keep the federal government from further encroaching on your privacy rights." So Senator Grassley co-sponsored the bill and said, "The American people should be able to spend their money how they choose without the possibility that every transaction could be tracked by the government." So that was the Senate. The Republicans in the House of Representatives, they're not fans either. In the House, Majority Whip Tom Emmer introduced the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. So this prevents a CBDC from taking away financial privacy rights. So Emmer said, "Any digital version of the dollar must uphold American values of privacy, individual sovereignty, and free market competitiveness. Anything less opens the door to the development of a dangerous surveillance tool." So it's not just in the House and the Senate, it's at the state level too. So Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, signed a bill banning the use of CBDCs. In Florida law, the definition of money now explicitly does not include a CBDC. DeSantis said, "Anyone with their eyes open can see the danger that this type of arrangement would mean for Americans who want to exercise their independence without the government knowing every single transaction that they're making in real time." So the Texans, well, they're doing the same thing. Their 88th legislature introduced a bill that bans CBDCs. Now, I want to end the video with this. I was going to actually go into more details on certain topics, and I was going to share my opinion with you, but I noticed that this video is already getting quite long because it's CBDCs. There's so much to talk about this topic. But I'll share that in a separate video. Let me know what you think about a CBDC here in the U.S. The Federal Reserve is saying that – I'll end with this. They're saying that another benefit of a CBDC is a direct relationship. So you can have a direct relationship with the Federal Reserve. So is that a relationship that you would like to participate in? Let me know. So thank you for watching. Please subscribe. Okay. And wish you a very nice day.
All right. There's another one I'm going to play here on this topic. It just came out 10 hours ago. This shit's rapidly coming. I'm not fucking with you. I wasn't fucking with you in the beginning. I mentioned this on this show long, long time. As a matter of fact, I think I brought this shit up 10 years ago. people don't fucking get it. They just don't fucking get it, man. And I'll read the story again to you about Johnny. And for those of you who are coming, I'll read that letter again I got from my bank. I still have it up. I'll read it to you so you can understand what the fuck I'm talking about. This is real shit. This is really going down, man. So anyway, let's flip this clip here real quick, and we'll get into that crazy shit. Then we'll open up the phone lines. You can tell me what you think about this bullshit fucking world. And, well, hell, you know, First Amendment right. Still got it for a minute, I hear, but soon fucking knows. You know, I mean, some of the language I use, yeah, okay, I'm a little coarse about it. But, hey, I don't care. I simply don't care. I do it just because I'm supporting the First Amendment right. Some people might think it's offensive. Some people might not like it. I don't give a fuck. I don't. I mean, it's a criminal world. I just got done helping with a case on a foreclosure this week, which we're victors. We won. We got it controlled. Had to file Chapter 13 bankruptcy, but they didn't get in the fucking house. I mean, there's only $34,000 left on a $108,000 home, and they wanted to fuck these people out of it. Out of a goddamn payment, supposed mispayment, 13 fucking years ago. See what I mean? These motherfuckers are crooked. You know, it's unbelievable, man. I mean, I know everybody's like, wow, Ron, fuck this, crazy, but it's real. It's so fucking real. It's pathetic. All right, let's do this clip, man. We'll get to this. God damn, this is fucked up.
People are spending their money. Reserve is considering the creation of a digital dollar. Cybercurrencies have many supporters, yet critics warn they would be a privacy nightmare.
One currency expert claims the removal of cash would push America closer to a totalitarian state. Dale Hurd has the story.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told the House Financial Services Committee in March the Fed had already begun testing a digital dollar.
So what we're doing is experimenting in kind of early stage experimentation. How would this work? Does it work? What's the best technology? What's the most efficient?
Just like paper dollars, a central bank digital currency, or CBDC, would be issued by the Federal Reserve. Those pushing for it say it would have several advantages over physical money. It could be used to fight inflation because the Fed would have more direct control over the money supply. It could speed up transaction payments and help fight money laundering.
The ability to track transactions has a couple of elements that are very attractive to economic policymakers. One is to know where people are spending their money. Another is to track taxes and prevent evasion and that sort of thing.
Backers say the U.S. needs a digital dollar if it wants to remain the world's reserve currency. Opponents warn that it could be a very effective instrument of government control. Physical money has been called one of the last bastions of privacy. Laws like the Bank Secrecy Act have already stripped away most of the privacy from bank accounts and financial transactions.
Banks have really a ton of power that people don't realize to shut down accounts, to freeze accounts, and to end up holding them for really any number of reasons.
Currency expert James Rickard says a digital currency would move America closer to a totalitarian state.
If I buy anything, the government doesn't know it. MasterCard kind of knows it, but even MasterCard uses product codes. So they don't say, you know, Jim bought a Snickers. It says Jim bought miscellaneous merchandise at a retail place. So the government doesn't know what you're doing. But with this new central bank digital currency, they will, because they maintain the ledger. So if I buy, you know, Ron DeSantis' new book, or I go to a Donald Trump rally or whatever it may be, the government, using artificial intelligence and having that information, which they would, are able to profile you. They say, well, this guy kind of looks like a conservative and maybe he's MAGA. And then you've got a target on your back.
Last year, a Canadian court froze millions of dollars raised for truckers blocking roads to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. When the Pakistani government was faced with almost nonstop protests last year, it threatened to switch off the bank accounts of the protesters. A digital dollar could not only be switched off, the Fed would be able to force negative interest rates on Americans if it wanted them to spend more, penalizing savers. Digital cash might also be an easy target for hackers. On the bank-to-bank level, a real-time payment system called FedNow is expected to begin in July. It's not a digital currency, but an upgrade to what some call our antiquated banking system.
FedNow service is an instant payments infrastructure that financial institutions can use to clear and settle payments instantly.
Large bank deposits will be expected to clear much faster than they do now. But when it comes to a digital dollar, Fed Chairman Powell has admitted he's not at all confident that Americans want it. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Well, this ought to send a chill down your spine when you read in the book of Revelation that there'll come a day where you can't buy or sell. The digital currency actually enables that. If they're physical currency, you know, that's coins or paper money, you get to have that, and you get to have physical possession of it, and so you can go to a marketplace and you can buy. You can also take your products to a marketplace and sell them and get cash. And the government's not involved in that transaction at all. They don't even know it's happening. But in a digital currency, they will know exactly what you're buying and how much you're paying for it and who you bought it from. So now you have absolute control that they could shut off your digital currency. And in that shutoff, you don't get to buy and you don't get to sell. Now, if you don't think this is something that a government can really do, let's go back to 2012, where Lois Lerner is working at the IRS in the tax-exempt branch, and she denies tax-exempt status to any group that's got Tea Party in the name. She denies their ability to have that status, so the contributions to that political cause were shut down. And she did it intentionally. And it looks like she had regular meetings in the White House. And I don't know if they discussed it, but why in the world is the head of the tax exempt branch meeting regularly in the White House? So look at this. This should be something that every American says, no, we value our privacy. And I would encourage you, I'm starting to do this more and more. When you have the chance to use cash, please use it. It will actually protect you in the future.
All right.
The United States Federal Reserve is considering the creation of a digital dollar.
I'm losing control of my shit here. I'm just losing control. All right. Anyway, so you see what is going on. This is bullshit. You know, they're talking totalitarian fucking government. That's what will happen. They will control everything about you. So anyway, all right, Lipschitz, I'm going to do a couple more things here with you. One of them, read that letter to you. And it's, you know, so you can understand my, few people heard of people just showed up late and didn't catch it. All right, this came from my personal bank. And here's the deal. This letter was sent to me on the 18th, which was yesterday. And that's why the topic of the show is tonight, because I got this letter from these fucks. And anyway, it states here, we have made some changes to our digital service agreement, which I had no idea of this, okay? Even though I kind of. It says, here's what's changing beginning May the 5th. I didn't get the letter till the 18th. I'm going to call them at Mastermind. Why did this happen on May 5th, but I didn't get the letter till the 18th? So you pulled me into this without really my consent. Is what you're saying, but you're saying I gave consent. This is called fraud. You know that, don't you? You understand fraud? You fraudulently did something behind my back. So you see what I mean? I want to know the question. I want to answer the question. They close my accounts and tell me go fuck off. I don't care. Don't matter to me. Don't give shit. Don't give a fuck. But here, what's going to happen? You ain't going to be able to save money no more. Them days of saving money in the bank and all these other things, you know, IRAs, interest rates. Now, when I read the story to you about little Johnny in a little while, some of you have heard this story and understand it. But I'm going to bring it out just to let you see the whole fucking captions. Now, I wrote that story in my head. And it's been quite a few months back here, within the past year I did the story. And I wrote it. I did write it down because it's fucking unreal. But this is what's happening. Anyway, quit bullshit and run my mouth with that. But anyway, this came from my bank, and here's what happened. Okay? We made some changes to our digital service agreement. Here's what changes beginning May the 5th. We introduced a new functionality for adding or removing cards in digital services from the Paze SM wallet, P-A-Z-E, capital S-M, wallet, an account feature that will be able to eligible credit and debit card holders in the coming months. The new disclosure regarding limit, view only functionality add with digital services for Union Bank, okay? This is a new bank that's kicked into my bank, because this ain't my bank. Union Bank's not my bank. This is another – my bank's U.S. I'm going to tell you right now, fuck it, whatever, fuck them. They're a public fucking holding bank. They're U.S. bank. Anyway, Union Bank's involved with them too now. Investment services customers, as well as clarification of existing disclosures for U.S. Bancorp investment self-directed accounts, okay? And they're talking about every account. They quit fucking around. Trying to twist words, motherfuckers. So anyway, improve the clarity for sections covering privacy and security, enrollment in electronic statements and notifications, digital wires, bill payments, and payments made using real-time payment network. That's digital currency. Wham, bam, right here, motherfuckers, the money. Well, digital money, that is you. Anyway, clarify the scope of constant and methods we use to deliver electronic documents in our electronic document con- consent disclosures, okay? Please note that the information in this notice is a summary of the changes and it is not a replacement of the actual terms. You should review the revised agreement in its entirety as an effective date. You can view the revised digital service agreement and electronic documents online or with your mobile app. So you got to have a mobile app to read this shit kind of thing. You know, I guess I can't seem to find it on the fucking site. So anyway, here comes the fucking the asshole deal, right? No lube, nothing, dry dick and ass. Your continued use of online or mobile banking after the effective date will constitute your acceptance of these changes. If you have any changes, please log in your account, select contact us from the service menu, the U.S. Bank app, or in the U.S. Bank app, help services from the main menu. Then at the bottom, says, keep yourself safe from fraud. For most recent news on how to keep your account safe, visit our security page. Why? You're going to be watching my shit any fuck way, so you're charged to babysit my shit. But it's not the way it's going to work, man. These motherfuckers are going to fucking control you. You are going to become a slave to these cocksuckers. Whether they like what I'm saying, I don't care. Take me to jail. Why not? Fuck, who cares? It's psycho crazy bullshit. Really? Wow. Why do they need that much control of us? Why? What is the fucking purpose? What are they accomplishing here? But anyway, let me get into this real quick. This is a story I wrote in my head one day on the air, on the show. It just clicked in my brain, and this was the easiest way for me to explain to some people how this fucking works, okay? Now, I've done many years of research on this topic and everything else, so I think we're up for it. But like I said, don't believe me. Don't think I'm lying to you, whatever. Just look it up your fucking self. That's the best way to do it. That's the only way you're going to get it if you fucking look it up. You know what I mean? So that's up to you. So anyway, here's the other point I'm trying to say. This story goes like this. Little Johnny came to my house and he knocked on the door. He said, Ron, I'll cut your grass for $5. I said, hey, man, cool. Knock yourself out. So Johnny cuts my grass and he comes back to the door and he pulls out his cell phone. So I hand him my card and he swipes it. He gets his $5, says, thank you, have a good day. I said, you same. So he's tooling down the road, pushes on in the middle of July. It's hotter than a cocksucker outside. And he's pushing down the road. He sees his convenience store with a flashing neon sign. It says, cold soda. Oh, yeah, shit. So he pushed his lawnmower up the door, and he left it and went inside. He looked in the cooler. He's seen the soda in his cooler for $1.25. He said, oh, that was sweet. So he grabs soda, goes to the counter, hands the man his card. And the man swipes his card, and the man says, well, you have insufficient funds, Johnny. You ain't got enough money to pay for that soda. And Johnny goes, what the fuck do you mean? What do you mean, man? I just made $5, Ron. And the clerk goes, well, you don't understand, do you? And Johnny goes, no, I don't understand. He goes, well, here's the deal. What happened when you swiped Ron's card, automatically the government instantly, AI, I didn't put I mean, AI in there, but anyway, AI, computer system, deducted income tax, Social Security, FDIC, fees, and all this other shit out of that $5 instantly. That's what I mean by instantly. That's what we're saying. It was coming that fucking fast. That's right. That fast. So Johnny goes, well, what the fuck? You know, I should have somebody to buy the soda, $1.25. And the clerk goes, well, Johnny, your balance is $1.25. He goes, okay, so what's the problem? He goes, you ain't got enough money to pay the taxes on the soda. That's how it's going to work. Here's the next part, okay? Here's another thing I explained to people. I said, okay, check this out. Let's say you're a raging fucking insane alcoholic, blown fucking drunkard, and you drink a gallon of whiskey a day. And you're fine with it. That's what your life. That's what you want to do. You know, it's okay, and it's up to you. That's good. Knock yourself out. Who cares, right? You get a bottle of whiskey, you go home, everything's great. So a port day comes. So you go to the liquor store, a gallon of whiskey, you send a county swipe, and they said, you're blocked. And you'll say, well, what do you mean I'm blocked? He says, well, you surpassed your amount limit you're allowed to have. See what I mean? You're at your limit. You can't buy no more. That's the way it is. So that's going to fuck the retail business up. You know what I mean? Right now, you can buy as much liquor as you want till you fucking blue in the fucking face you want to. But this will stop that. You know what I mean? That's like if you're going to go buy a box of fucking tampons or fucking whatever, and you went past the limit. You're only allowed one box a month. So you're controlled. You are completely fucking controlled by this money. What better way to put a fucking chain around a motherfucker's neck than controlled by their money? Don't you love it? All right. But enough of that shit. So I hope you all catch on what I'm talking about tonight. And we're going to discuss. I'm going to crank up my phone lines. Everybody should come in. You want to come in, call in. If you're a fucking troll and you're a douchebag, I'll talk to you anyway. I don't give a fuck. Gunslinger, Mikey, what's going on, my brothers? Merry fucking Christmas. Much.
Merry anyway, fucking Christmas and happy fucking New Year.
Yeah, well, Christmas is going to be fucking controlled by the digital currency, too. Santa Claus is going to really be Jones and the fucking reindeer.
Let's say Lil Johnny's dad, Big Johnny, he owns a gun store, right? And Ron Reck wants to go buy a gun from Big Johnny, right?
Uh-huh.
And you have to use, you know, the digital dollar and all that shit, right? Well, what are they looking to do? They're looking to find out who's buying what type of gun at any type of gun store.
No. Mike, brother, I love you like my own. You know that. No, they ain't looking at shit. They're automatically going to know it. There ain't no looking, no research, no investigation at all no more.
Right now.
It's instant.
Right now, before it's happening, they're looking for ways to find out who's buying guns and where they're buying them from, right?
That's not going to be the who.
They don't know.
There is no who no more.
They don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Who does not exist, the whole vocabulary will completely change, too. It ain't who or what. It's they'll instantly know. It don't matter. The whole thing is too. Here's another fun fact. Is in the discussion. I was at an auction last night, and of course the new auction house I helped get going. Everything blah blah. Anyway, we got in discussion after it was over about digital currency. I got that letter. You know, I mentioned with a few people, and one buddy of mine says, "Well, think about the fucking Amish. They don't have bank accounts. They're going to be fucked." How can they buy feed or buy anything? They will not be able to buy anything no more. Yeah, right. That's right, because they don't use banks. Amish people do not use fucking banks. They have big, massive farms that the government's trying to take. That's what will happen. They'll have to cave in and let the government control them. That's how they live. They don't live for the government to control them. They don't end up into that shit. But it ain't just them. It's everybody. Everybody. Everybody listening to the show, everybody around you, every fucking human being you see automatically has a digital fucking wallet. You have a social security number in this country, you got a digital wallet instantly. And people don't get it. They just don't fucking get it. Just like that shit I said. You know, they said, you know, if you were cool with this, then say it until after May the 5th. Well, fuck, you're stuck with this motherfucker. That's what they did. They didn't give me the letter until the 18th of fucking May. You see what I mean? What kind of bullshit is this?
Yeah.
You know, and most people ain't going to pay attention. People are brain dead. They'll go along with it because they don't care. They'll say, oh, well, whatever. We'll get over this shit, blah, blah, blah. No. You ain't going to have a yard sale no more, motherfucker. If you have a yard sale, okay, say you have a fucking yard sale, okay? And you make $100 on your yard sale, okay, if using digital currency. Okay, you're listening. Actually, every one of these transactions, there's going to be a service fee for every time you take a fucking payment. And that, okay, you know, I mentioned about the story with Johnny, of course, income tax, that's going to come out automatically anyway. But they're also stating, like in that letter, it tells you this motherfucker there is going to be a fucking service charge. They're going to fucking get you. That's how the fuck it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking nuts,
right.
Ain't it? So, you know,
right.
any way to fuck you, they're into it. They master the fuck you game. So, I mean, I feel sorry for everybody. I feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for you, everybody here. It's wow, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ain't no fucking joke no more. The novelty is over. Oh, anyway, Jay Clark, I'm not considering on you, man, but I'm just saying.
And they want to.
It is.
The other thing is they want to stop you. If you want to, let's say you want to, you know, donate, I don't know, $100 to Trump for his campaign, right?
Right.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
They could block it. They could block it.
That's right.
They could block
it. That's right.
They could do what? Yeah, see, that's full control of you, man. It's, you know, oh, man. I mean, it's just, this is, you know, like I said, I've came up with a lot of fucking different sayings and terms. I came up with, you know, like I said, welcome to the land of tard. You know, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Gunslinger, what are you doing, man?
Oh, glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too, kind of.
Shake. Well, the other one.
Oh, you're talking the other guy. Okay. Yeah. Jay Clark's. Okay. Yeah, right on. Right on.
Right on. Holiday, whatever.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio in the Nut House. God, I've been doing this shit too long. It has been long. But, I've been lacking, too. I've been really busy. But, you know, man, this is going to get stupid. I mean, this election coming to you in 24, oh, my God. That thing are going to get even more retarded. I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say.
Now, Gunn, did you see that article I put in the core group about what the Louisiana legislature is doing with concealed carry?
Yeah, I read it. Yeah.
What's going on?
This is another shot. This is another. They're going after it bit by bit. They want constitutional carry here. This is just another step in getting it. After the saying you don't need a permit to conceal carry.
Yeah, but pretty soon when digital currency comes out, you're gonna have a right to buy a fucking gun no more. They'll stop that too. Think about it. They can control gun sales. Period.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Think about it. And check this out. There's another little fucking catch 22. If you buy from an individual, they can track that too. So if you sell a gun to an individual person, a person just buying one from an individual person, which you didn't have to go through all the background check and all that bullshit, well, that ain't going to happen for you. If you do it, automatically they're going to either block it and not let you do it, or they're going to come get you far doing it. Either way, it's a double-edged sword with that one. Guarantee it. So, you know. And it's going to be what you think. This control, this totalitarian. This is, man, I'm telling you, listen, there's two things you need to learn, okay? One, if you're in a city, get the fuck out of it. That's a goddamn given. And a lot of people are doing it. I'm seeing it here. There's some building a house across the road from me, man. I'm like, oh, great. But anyway, but that's cool. But I don't care. I know, Mike. Fuck you. But, you know, there might be a rock concert. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Well, it's some local boys that are doing the work, so it might be somebody from around here. That's cool. But, I don't care. As long as they don't fuck with me, I won't fuck with them. But, you know. But anyway, yeah, I've seen a lot of for the past 5-6 years, I've seen a lot more movement out here, a lot more cement trucks, rock haulers, all kinds of shit going on. So it's just a given. But, yeah, but the thing is, most people that come out here don't last long, okay? They leave, because it's a, there's no Walmart right next door. You ain't got a Walmart. And I've actually had people that came to my shop and told me they were leaving here because there's no fucking Walmart too far away from the hospital, shit like that, you know. Okay, well, that's cool. I don't care. Leave. Goodbye. So, but yeah, city people can't seem to last long in the fucking woods. You know, I had this thing sticking on me, this bug. What is that? It's a fucking tick. And a matter of fact, I just found out yesterday that we lost our prosecuting attorney. He died of cancer. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I didn't know nothing about that. Yeah, fuck. It was a mind blower. You know, pretty good guy, really. Yeah, but 49 years old. Yeah. 49, young guy.
Yep. And here's the deal. Think about it this way. The old Hank Williams Jr. song, A Country Boy Can't Survive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where he talks about all the stuff that a country boy can do and four-wheel drive and all that stuff. They're going to make it incredibly difficult for country boys to survive that way because, you're going to have to go out and buy the feed and you're going to have to go and buy the tobacco and all this stuff that, with the digital dollar, you're going to have a digital dollar account. You're going to have to buy all this stuff. You're going to have to survive,
Freedom is gone. Freedom is gone. This is like sucking blood. They're going to be sucking the fucking blood out of you. I don't know why I'm bitching about it so much because it's going to happen. There's something I can do about it, but I just want people to know about it. It ain't as good as you think it is. They dress everything up. They dress it up and make you think it's perfect. But I really don't think it's going to work out here in this country. I don't think people are going to accept it. I don't think they are. They're going to reject the shit out of this.
Here's the deal, Ron. You've been talking about this stuff for what, since you began the show, right? That's how I got into doing shows.
I started on Perry Steele Show, just listening, And I called in and
you've
started
been preaching about this. Yeah, you've been preaching
about
this.
About 15 years.
13 years. So for a long time. So think about it this way. You know, Noah in the Bible preached about a flood coming for about 500 years, or 400 years or whatever it was, and nobody believed him. They said, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen any rain like that ever. It's never going to happen. All that stuff. The same thing people have said about this stuff that you've been talking about for a decade or more. It's not going to happen. We're going to be free. And what happened with Noah? The rains eventually came, and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
people died and stuff like that. Things changed, right? You've been preaching about the Church of Wreck has been preaching this shit for a decade or more, and it's come now.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to realize that George is right. It ain't gonna be nothing now. We're free, and it's got a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Get that to your head. Mm-hmm. It's all backed up. You know that, according to George the God. You know that.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to worry about. Smooth sailing. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. You're free.
Yep.
But my whole point of this is, man, it's coming. I'm just warning you, man, it's coming. But everything will be recorded, and you can't save no money no more. They're saying if you leave money into an account for a certain period of time, they're going to fucking wipe it out. They'll expire your money. Ain't that something? So there ain't no saving no money. That's more control. So how can you become rich? If you can't save money, how can you become wealthy? It don't make no sense. Say you want to save up, buy that new car for that hot bitch down the street you want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? But once you get to the $10,000 mark of money, all of a sudden you go to your account and look, there's nothing in there no more. It's empty. Fucking gone. Everything's gone. Everything you saved up and worked for is fucking gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how fair is that? How fair is that?
It's not fair. I mean, what was the name of that goddamn movie? Fucking The Slipper in the Rose, where they did a whole song about it in the movie about you're born, you don't have any more upward mobility. You're born in a certain spot. You're born doing a certain job, and you can't go high, you can't go lower, you can't, you're just stuck, and that's how they want you. They don't want any more upward mobility. They don't want people to be able to get rich. They don't want to, start a business from scratch and 10, 15, 20 years later, you're nearing a billionaire, there is not gonna be like Apple and Microsoft that started out of those people's garages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's not gonna happen anymore.
No, yeah, garage sale. You can still do it. But the point, here's what I'm saying, man. You can't save money. Anything you sell to anybody, when money is transferred from another person to you, in between that, the man gets his cut. Just for moving money to one place to another, they get a cut of it. Doesn't that sound more like mob action? You know what I mean? My point is, so you do absolutely nothing, but if I spend one fucking dollar, I got to give you some money out of it, you know, or of it. You know what I mean? I got to pay the taxes on it. And then the guy that sells it to me, he still has to pay that tax to you. So he becomes the criminal actually stealing for you. And you do absolutely nothing. You got to do goddamn thing except collect money. You know, that's all you got to do. It's like a fucking grain mill. It just keeps turning and spitting out fucking shit called money.
It's basically extortion.
It kind of sort of is, because you got to figure if you don't pay it, you don't get it. You know what I mean? So
that's I mean,
just like Johnny can get the soda because he couldn't pay the tax on it. Remember in the story? So
I mean, well, what did these mobsters used to do back in the day? Oh, you want your restaurant to be safe? Pay me, or else.
That's right.
It would be a shame if your building burned down. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You
exactly.
know, extorting the money, basically protection money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a racket. That's what this thing is. It's going to be a racket.
Right.
Aren't you supposed to be put in jail for racketeering?
Mm-hmm.
RICO and all.
Right.
You know?
I'm trying to find that part.
I mean, think about it. That's gonna fuck up the law. The RICO law. That's gonna fuck up the RICO law.
Uh-oh, what?
Somebody's... Never mind, it's going now.
My CB radio.
Okay, so please note that the information in this notice is a summary of the changes. Fuck. Anyway, I can't see what the fuck I'm looking for.
That bank just committed fraud on you, right?
But like my point is, I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Right. You don't care, but you're not the only one that does business at that bank, you know, and so
right.
Letter to everybody else, right?
Right, but once they come up to the fact that what they're talking about, you know, if they when I call them Monday and they clarify, yeah, that's what's happening, blah 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 blah, I'll be fine. And I'm not saying every bank is going to be doing it, but the banks that don't do it will be out. That's the other thing this is all about: get rid of these other banks. You'll be down to maybe two bank names. That's it, too. You know, you follow me? They'll kill the fucking banking market. As actual banks, you know, like, you know, First Home and Community or some fucking, you know, Southwest bank bitch bag motherfucker or whatever, it just won't exist no more. You know, like U.S. Bank, that'd be one to be gone. You know, Branson Bank. I mean, shit like that around me. You know, like wherever you live, Louisiana, First Home and Trust, you know, savings and loan and all that. You know, I hate when banks say First Savings and Loan. What are you first at? You're supposed to be the first fucking choice I'm supposed to make because your name is First? So that makes no sense. Same thing with churches. That's another thing. First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, Fifth Baptist, you know? How many is there? How many Baptist groups are there? So, you know, but I don't believe in religion.
Well,
anyway. I believe there is some type of God, but I don't believe in religion at all. I think it's bullshit. It's
in the little 10,000 person town that we have here, there must be, I don't know, 30, 35, 40 churches, you know, and it's like First Baptist, Second Methodist, First Unitarian, all these churches, and I mean they're all basically, well, I don't want to say all, because we do have a Muslim thing, and we do have the a few other things, but you know, Hare Krishnas and all that shit, but they're all Christian. They're most of them are Christian, and it's like, okay, you're preaching out of the same book, but because we don't like the color of the carpet in the sanctuary, we're gonna leave the goddamn church and start another church.
Right. Yeah. I mean, why not? Why not?
That's how the shit works, you know.
Right.
You know. So, yeah. But that's another thing. That's if a church doesn't have a digital wallet, there's gonna be a lot of churches closed down because they can't get, you know. They can't get donations.
Well, think about that too. You know, you'll have to, for digital currency, you know, churches and shit that do fundraisers, they might want to start taxing churches too. You know, I mean, it says you can't, but I think they're going to work way around that too. They're going to start making churches pay tax money. You watch. Any way they can suck money. But the whole point is they print the shit. Why would they have to fuck the people out of it? You already fucking make the shit, but it don't make no sense, does it? You make money, you actually construct the dollar bill, and you want to take the dollar bills away from us. So, you know, I don't know, man. I don't get it. All money does is buy you luxury. You really, to me, in my world, you know, so I think about it. You're just getting, you know, the shit you want when you save up money. Then you die, somebody else gets your shit. You know what I mean? I do auctions, so I get to see this all the time, constantly. I'm seeing actual massive collections of shit, people built up through their life, and what at the end result, it doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter. It goes to somebody else. It's the way it is. We're like you know. I told a friend of mine, I said, you know, us auction people, we're like fucking vultures, man. That's what we are. We take advantage of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do, you know. And I'd be over on what do you think like that? Well, because it's true. I mean, why would I say something that wasn't true? Why would you bring it up? Well, because I just fuck who I am. I want you to know. But that's really what it is. I mean, I made a lot of money off dead people, you know, their stuff. You know, I'm sorry to say that. And I give all my condolences for this. You know, I do. So, you know. But that's just the cycle of life, man. But this shit here with this digital currency, the reason I'm harping on it so goddamn much, this is unbelievable. Why would you do this to your own people?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would you do this to your own people?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, think about it. It's not just, you talk about these auctions, you know, it's mm-hmm. not just the ones you go through, it's these fucking storage unit auctions, you know, that are the same way. Somebody can't pay on the storage unit, or they die, and the family can't pay on the storage unit. What happens to all that?
Right.
They auction that shit off, you know. So, and there are. I mean, I used to like watching, you know, storage wars and shit like that. But all they are vultures on the that do that type of shit.
Oh yeah.
Just like looking to make a. Looking to make a buck on somebody else's stuff, you know?
Look, these people are evil as the fucking day is long, okay? And they some long days, all right? Look at that fucking bitch witch, Diane Frankenstein. They literally had to dig that bitch up to bring her into, I'm back, you evil motherfucker. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, look at the type of people. This is the type of people. Frankenstein, a Jew, okay? They're the ones, or she's the one, if she could have got all the votes, turn them all in, Mr. and Mrs. America. This is a control freak. This is coming from one fucking cunt, right?
Right.
All these fucking people are globalist. They're part of the new weird order, new world order, okay?
Right.
The exception of that was Trump. Because you can't buy him. You couldn't buy Trump, okay?
Right.
Still can't buy Trump. But you can buy all these other cocksuckers, okay? They'll go right along because money talks and bullshit walks, don't it? Yeah, it does. Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
You're right, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just the fact that this bitch Frankenstein had a fucking spy that was driving around for years, Chinese spy that was driving around for years. You know, she can't string. She's like, what's his name, fucking Fetterman. She can't string together two sentences. You know?
Nope.
Did you see that clip of Fetterman trying to talk at one of these earrings or whatever? Couldn't do it. Could not.
Were you talking hey, Mikey, goddamn it. When was that clip out?
Oh, this was this week. Earlier this week.
A couple
week.
Days.
You guys got a link to it?
Ooh, fuck.
When you guys send me a link to that thing?
Find
chat?
Oh, yeah, when he was talking to that, he was sending your money.
I haven't heard nothing about Fetterman in a long fucking time. Only time he's in a fucking hospital, that's all I ever heard. Last I heard about that motherfucker.
Oh, he's back in the Senate now.
We got another one. It's a video clip, but we got another one with fucking Biden trying to fight off an umbrella.
Okay,
you know?
Well, that doesn't shock me.
Should be on YouTube. That Fetterman. I mean, the guy he's talking to, he's like, what the fuck did he just say? He just rambles on and ramble. Like, there's another ass wiper. Okay? How did that motherfucker get in? I mean, come on, really?
Fetterman today, Fetterman speech. Fetterman today, maybe.
Yeah, that's Fetterman speech, yeah.
There you go. Fetterman speaks at press briefing in signature hoodie and shorts.
Thank you.
Senator John Fetterman hits back at CEOs of failed banks.
Yeah, listen to that fucking idiot babble. Him and fucking
give me a second. What? I'll pull up the videos. Hang on a minute. Yep, New World odor, because they all fucking stink. They stink worse than dog shit, because that's what they are. They're a pile of dog shit. Those are the ruling elite. Okay? Yep.
And look at look what Bushy boy was. He was part of that goddamn. All of the Bushes are. The Bush crime family. Right? He's part of that New World Order.
Oh, yeah. Fucking right he is.
Blowjob was a fucking globalist. He was part of it. Supported all that shit. These people want the power. Oh, yeah. Like I said, they all are. These people want ultimate fucking power. The more power they can get over you, the bigger their balls are. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's why
the
they need
they
to
fuck you over. Well, you seen like last night's show when I did about all the lady passed those bills for impeachment. You know. Okay. Okay. Uh-oh.
Ding, ding.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. You know, and I'm also, right, Chairman, I'm the last one speaking tonight.
Can you all hear this?
On the, go for it. The last
one. Yeah.
Can you guys hear it?
Right. Yep.
One?
Last one.
Yeah. So I'm the last guy, so there's not much left on the bones after, you know, over 2 hours of going back and forth. And in fact, I've heard some of my colleagues actually heard that they went to go to Hawaii's after there was a crash of your bank. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So I went up on the internet and it's like, it did happen. It did happen. It did happen. And that's in Fortune. The second biggest bank in U.S. history collapsed and chose to go to Hawaii on that. I've never been to Hawaii, none of my family. I guess I haven't crashed a bank. So again, as a left person, I don't have much left to ask, but I will. You know, let me ask you this one particular question to everyone here, and it is an inside joke. No matter how incompetent or how greedy, the government will always bail you out when your bank crashes. I mean, everyone has to do that. Right? You know, everyone has to realize that no matter how bad I behave, no matter how big my races, my bonuses and everything, you know, we will come in and bail it because we can't crash the economy, much the way SVB was argued that it was going to crash it. Do you believe that it's a running joke in the circles of banking that no matter how bad we behave, we're going to be saved? Take it, anyone.
Senator, I don't believe that's the case.
Really? Like, because every bank, you seemingly that crashed, it's like, hey, we could bail him out. Yeah, this one, you know, crashed. We'll bail them out. So far, everything's been true. So doesn't it feel that now, if a bank really believed that they wouldn't be bailed out, now after bailing them out, these couple of bailouts, they are going to. Do you believe that that is outrageous? That no matter how deplorable your performance is, you are made as whole, and all by test papers. So what do you believe? What if we didn't come out and bail out your bank? What would have happened?
So, Senator, I would answer the question two ways. One is, I think when people mostly talk about what you just said, it's talking about shareholders. And our shareholders lost. From a client perspective, I believe it was important and advocated for our clients to be protected. I believe the implications would have been significant. I think the ripple effect that could have happened in the banking industry would have been greater than was already there. I think small businesses would have been significantly impacted. And so I believe that that was appropriate, but obviously I was not part of that process and that decision.
Is it a staggering responsibility that the head of a bank could literally crash our economy? It's astonishing. That's like if you have, I mean, and they also realize that now they have, it's in a guaranteed way to be saved by how, you know. So it's you know, isn't it appropriate that this kind of control should be more stricter to
to prevent this kind of thing from going? Or should we just go on and start bailing and sailing whoever bank, regardless of how their conduct is? You know, I'll give you an example. The Republicans want to give a work requirement for SNAP, you know, for a hungry family has to have this kind of penalties or these some kinds of working required. Shouldn't you have a working requirement after we sell your bank, billions of your bank? Because they seem to be more preoccupied and requirements for works for hungry people, but not about protecting the tax papers, you know, that will bail no matter whatever does
okay,
about
John,
a bank.
You still ain't making a post to me on this whole fucking issue you're trying to say, my friend. Okay, let's see. Which one are you guys talking about? Is there something?
There's one I just put in the chat room on
okay.
BTR. It wasn't him in the Senate. It was a press conference that he just he's not well. Fetterman is not well. You can tell in this press conference.
Is that the one where he's in the Senate chamber and he talked to that banking guy? And he just babbled
no,
and rabbled.
That's the one. Are you talking about Mike where he's in the fucking hoodie? The one where he's in the hoodie was a day ago.
Well, find that one, the one I'm talking about. You can hear him rattling and babbling, and the guy's going like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I just you did know? That one, kind of a capital.
That's the one.
I can't believe
I'm
you couldn't believe
about.
It.
He's standing in Burlington. Yeah.
He's okay.
In,
that, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm gonna play it. Here we go. Thank you, Senators. Yeah. I'm here for one simple reason. We're here for one simple reason. President Biden needs to consider using the 14th Amendment if necessary. The entire GOP debt ceiling negotiation is a sad charade. And that's exactly what's wrong in Washington. We're playing with the livelihoods of millions just so the GOP can just turn the screws against hungry Americans. This is the whole reason why the 14th Amendment exists. We need to be prepared to be using it. Again, remember, say that again. We must be prepared in order to use it. And we cannot let reckless Republicans hold the economy as a hostage. And an unelected Supreme Court justice will try to blow up our economy. That's on them if they have to judge on that. So, thank you.
Thank you, John.
I think that's worth a fuck. That was too plain, Jane.
Thank you.
Okay.
You see? God can't keep it together.
Okay, I think this is maybe it. Hang on.
Senator John Fetterman grilled a bank executive today who got bailed out by the government. Listen.
Let me ask one particular question to put to everyone here. And it's an no matter how incompetent or how greedy, the government will always bail you out when your bank crashes. I mean, everyone has to know that, right? You know, everyone has to realize that no matter how bad I behave, no matter how big my race is, my bonuses and everything, you know, we will come in and bail it because we can crash the economy, much the way SVB was argued that it was going to crash it. Do you believe that it's a running joke among in the circles of banking that no matter how bad we behave, we're going to be saved? Take it, anyone.
Senator, I don't believe that's the case.
Cool. So by having John Fetterman grill bank executives, the bank executives are getting bailed out again. Here's some more.
Is it a staggering responsibility that the head of a bank could literally crash our economy? It's astonishing. That's like if you have, I mean, like, and they also realize that now they have, it's in a guaranteed way to be saved by how, you know. So it's you know, isn't it appropriate that this kind of control should be more stricter to prevent this kind of thing from going? Or should we just go on and start bailing and sailing whoever bank, regardless of how their conduct is?
Was that a question? Oh. The banker never even responded to it because no one could tell if it was a question or not. Here's more.
You know, I'll give you an example. The Republicans want to give a work requirement for SNAP, you know, for a hungry family has to have this kind of penalties or these some kinds of working required. Shouldn't you have a working requirement after we sell your bank, billions of your bank? Because they seem to be more preoccupied than SNAP and requirements for works for hungry people, but not about protecting the tax papers, you know, that will bail no matter whatever does about a bank to crash it. Chair?
Thank you, Senator Fetterman. I didn't see an eagerness on the panel to answer your questions. Thank you.
Because they didn't even know what he was asking. John Fetterman's the greatest thing that's ever happened to bank executives. Instead of being asked tough, penetrating questions, the bank executives just, they coast and they nod and that's it. And nobody expects him to say anything. We all just wait around for Fetterman to finish and then we feel sorry for him. Now, remember, Minnie Madoff paid for Fetterman's Senate seat in Pennsylvania. What a return on an investment. Joe Conch is a Fox News contributor, and he joins me now. It's sad, but it's not right because the voters of Pennsylvania are getting screwed over, and bank executives just get to do whatever the heck they want and dodge real questions. Is this going to get any better?
Jesse, it will only get worse, as we've seen, right? I mean, it was 1 year ago where John Fetterman suffered a massive stroke. It took him off the campaign trail for months, and the media propped him up as a hero. And then when Dasha Burns of NBC News actually had a conversation with him, she said he could not actually comprehend basic conversation and could not have anything in terms of what you would expect a senator to have as far as discussion, as far as cognitive ability. And she was eviscerated by other members of the media for simply reporting what she had observed. And then a couple of days later, he does that debate against Dr. Oz. And it was apparent to the whole country watched that he has no business being in the Senate. But because there were so many early votes that came about, that was the end of that. He ends up winning that Senate seat in Pennsylvania. And then what happens after he's inaugurated, after he's put into office? He's not at the hospital not once, but twice. Once for lightheadedness, and then another time for clinical depression, where he spent weeks at Walter Reed. John Fetterman has no business being in the U.S. Senate. He should resign and actually have somebody come in who could do the job. But from everybody from his family to his own party in the Democratic Party will keep him there because he's an automatic yes vote on everything that they want. And this is the display that we see now at this point. Americans should demand, Pennsylvanians should demand better, Jesse.
We should. And I agree with probably most of what he's saying, if I could completely understand it. But we're not getting any real answers from these stupid bank executives who might be crashing our economy because Fetterman can't be understood. All right. This is where we are in 2023. This is the best we're going to get. I guess he wasn't wearing a hoodie, so we got that. Thanks, Joe.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Jesse. Take care.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News.
No, Sean Hannity, I don't want to subscribe. Plus, Fox is down to fucking tubes, I think, too, I guess.
Yep.
You know, they killed Tucker Carlson off, so that fucking hurt him. Why would you want to fuck your money up? In a debate, not them that, you know, are fighting him over, what is it, his contract? So I guess they're still paying.
Yeah, he wants to, and that's what I don't understand, Ron. He wants to walk away. He wants to give the money back and walk away, mm-hmm. and they don't want to let him.
No.
Because they damaged their own self. They did it to themselves, man.
Well, look, the reason that Trucker Carlson got canned, it wasn't because of over his fucking contract or money or whatever. It's all the shit that he was bringing up about the voting machine.
The September 6th appears. Yeah.
Yeah,
attacking on Capitol shit.
All the stuff.
Oh, what bullshit.
Last
That's why he got canned.
Right. The last straw was when he decided, when McCarthy gave him all that footage from January 6th, right? And he decided to do a five-day thing. And the first day was basically ended up getting the shaman out of prison. And from what I understand, there was more to come. There was more explosive stuff to come, and they killed that story. It killed
them. Oh, yeah, of course. They don't want the truth out. The truth will set you free. Remember the old saying?
You hear the word propaganda. And they're going to keep feeding these lies. If it sounds good, most people will take it. You know what I'm saying? Like a fish.
They'll follow.
The sweeter the worm, the better the catch. You know what I'm saying? So like my bank letter I read to you from my bank stating, you know, this goes in effect on May the 5th. Well, it got sent on the 18th. What, you see what I mean? I get this letter declaring all this wonderful shit about digital currency, and it lets them take control of you and fucking asshole whenever they want to. And they do it now anyway. But you see what I mean? This could be faster and quicker, fucking. So, you know, but then, like I said, the whole thing, it's I get on the 18th. What the fuck do you mean? I didn't agree to nothing. You never gave me an offer of anything. So you're fucking too late, you know. You sent it to me fucking, 13 days later?
Mm-hmm.
Or 13 days later. What the fuck?
It's the same fucking thing that these fucking idiots in Congress, they give themselves a raise. Did you ask me? Did they ask you, Ron or Mike? Did they ask you?
Uh-uh.
No, they didn't.
Nope.
They just
Not
did it on
all.
Their goddamn. They just made it up. Just did it on themselves. The same fucking thing. Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck.
Well, what was her name? Green, that lady, Marjorie Green, Marjorie Taylor Green. You know, I played those clips last night on her of these fucking letters of impeachment on Biden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there should be no doubt. These people have committed so many crimes and got by with it. Nobody said nothing. Hunter Biden's still walking around here.
Yeah. Well, none of them's going to jail. Hell, they're all still walking around. Hillary is still fucking walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Free as a bird. Mm-hmm. She's a guilty fucking witch. All that shit.
Yep.
Benghazi. Let's not forget that. She's
mm-hmm.
directly responsible mm-hmm. for the murder of that guy and his staff. That whatever his name was, forgot what his name was, but you know who I'm talking about. And his staff,
right?
She's responsible for that. She is responsible for fucking murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's still walking around. Now, what happened to the fucking thing that if me and Ron was to go rob a bank? Of course, there's no money in the bank today, anyway. Okay. And I sit out in the getaway car, keeping the engine running and keeping it nice and warm because it may be cold outside. And Rod goes in there with a fucking gun and robs that fucking bank of what little cash they have. And they're going to charge me with bank robbery. I didn't do it. I just sat out in the car. Don't matter. You was part of it. So what's the difference between that and Hitler? Not a goddamn thing.
Right.
But, yeah, she's still frees a bird.
You didn't have to commit the act, but you was in the area of the act, and you act was going to make this thing. It's like charging a motherfucker with murder. You wasn't a murderer, but you were there, you know, type shit, you know.
It's accessory. Yeah. It's accessory to murder. Mm-hmm. It's accessory to murder.
No, a better example of what you're saying, Gunn, is a story that I believe Dan Bongino told on his show. And he said, well, if there's a guy that pops out of a car and he puts a burlap sack in front of a bank and he leaves, right? The next guy comes in there, grabs that burlap sack, moves it into the bank. Then he leaves. Then the next guy comes in there, grabs that burlap sack, moves it to the counter. Then he leaves. Then the next guy comes in there. He has a note and a gun. And he says, you know, put the money in the sack, and then he leaves. He leaves the sack, but he leaves. Then the next guy comes in there and grabs the sack and walks to the door and drops the sack out at the door. He leaves. Then the final guy comes in there and grabs the sack and takes it out the door, puts it on the step, and then he leaves. Then the next guy comes in there, takes the sack, moves it into the car, gets in the car, and the car drives off. Who's going to go to jail for bank robbery?
They all
every
are.
Goddamn one of them. Every goddamn one of them.
Yeah, because they're all accessory. That's what I said. They're accessory to the crime. Okay? And when you're an accessory to the crime, it doesn't matter whether you pull the trigger. Okay? You were there, and you were part of it. There was a fucking story out of Florida, Polk County, a nice sheriff down there. All the counties ought to have sheriffs like that. Grade, I think his name is Judy Grade or something Grade. Anyway, 15-year-old kid going to rob fucking McDonald's, right? Well, they call the cops and all this shit, and instead of taking the money, he decides to go and fires three times at the fucking... the manager, his wife, and one employee. Didn't hit nobody, thank God. Nobody got killed. But he's being charged with murder, attempted murder. Didn't shoot nobody, but he was there, and he fired the gun at him. So same thing. I'm going to try him as a dull. I hope that goddamn fries black little ass. Okay? That's what he needs to do. You know? Shit. These people need to be dealt with harshly. I don't give a damn if it's criminality in the world. Well, it's all criminal, no doubt. But the fucking punks out here in the fucking society, as well as these goddamn bankers, they all need to hang by their ball sack for torture.
Mm-hmm.
For torturing the American people.
I mean,
what they've caused.
There was a reason that in 2016 when he was going around and he started talking about possibly putting her in jail. There's a reason why the people at that particular rally started yelling, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. Because they knew Hillary was guilty, and they knew that she hadn't paid a price yet. You know? And
well,
probably that was... Go ahead.
What it boils down to with Trump and Hillary, somebody got to Trump, okay, just like somebody got to JFK. JFK didn't listen when he was fucking with the Federal Reserve and trying to get us out of Nam, okay? He went ahead and did it, and they said, well, you shouldn't have done it. We blew your fucking head off. Trump might have been a little bit smarter. Said, well, I'll keep my mouth shut for right now, but once I get back in the office, I won't have to worry about it because I've already done my 8 years. Now, this time around, he may do it because he ain't got nothing to lose except his life, obviously.
Yep.
But these people are so detrimental.
Well,
these people are so evil that they will say, you either shut your fucking mouth, just like the mob, or you'll be at the bottom of Lake Mead out there. Well, they found all them bodies out there. One of them with a nice bullet in their fucking head, in the back of their head. That was a mob hit. Same thing. What's the difference? Government, mob. Same thing. Mob, government. They're all fucking in bed with each other, ain't they?
Yeah. It was all stated that that the guy that what's his name, Giancana, had something to do with Kennedy's assassination, you know. So
look, they were all in on Kennedy's assassination. Even the goddamn fucking dog catcher in Dallas at the time was probably in on that fucking that little gig. Okay, every one of them cocksuckers from the CIA, the FBI.
Well, just out about a week ago, the CIA was. They said the CIA was involved with it anyway.
Yeah, you know? See, there you go. Why not? Let's invite every motherfucker to it.
Mm-hmm.
They got what they want. They blew his fucking brains out. Okay.
Yeah, they stopped their fucking process of doing fucking with the money, you know.
Yeah, the very next day, they stopped that process, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think, what was it, the vice president at the time? The very next day, they X that.
Mm-hmm.
The very next day. And what did that fuck tell you?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right there in their people's faces. They go, oh, that can't be true. Well, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's right there in front of you.
Look, they came to the fucking vice president. They came to the vice president at the time. I can't think of who it was. And they told him the same thing. You better fucking X these executive orders. You're in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
You better X
mm-hmm.
these executive orders right now or you're going to wind up like him tomorrow.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Don't think they didn't tell him?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know they did. Because they're
and
the
they
mob.
Warned, they warned him. They warned Kennedy about to do that shit. They told
yeah,
him
they warned him.
Man.
They warned him.
Here's what happened. They, what's his name? J. Edgar Comey. When he went to see Trump at the White House as Trump was coming in, and he had the fucking dossier with him. He was gonna. What that was he was trying to extort, you know, Trump into doing what the deep state want him to do, right? That's
right,
what
that
was.
Right.
Blackmail.
Well, look at Reagan. Look at Reagan. Somebody got to Reagan, too. All right? That was the same fucking thing. Luckily, he survived. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But somebody told him, shut your fucking mouth. Now, we just might wound you this time. But the next time we don't fuck
that dude got out of prison, too. You know that?
Yeah. He got free.
He killed that fucking press secretary though. Wasn't it Gary press secretary or something?
I think it was something like that. Yeah. So he's out of prison.
Ripple him up.
Fucking free. Killed that dude. Almost killed Reagan, and the motherfucker free as a bird.
No, he didn't kill the guy. He didn't kill him. He crippled him.
Oh, he crippled
Remember?
Him. Remember?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But still, it should be a life sentence for that kind of shit, you think.
But still, it should be a life sentence in fucking prison.
Right.
I mean, go out there and try to assassinate the goddamn president of the United States. You'll be afraid of spending the rest of your fucking days in fucking prison.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
Shit.
Right.
Unless that you know somebody, and unless they said, well, if you take the blame for this, Mr. whatever, you might,
right.
you'll do 20 years, okay? But when you get out, you're going to be filthy rich. You will be filthy fucking rich.
Absolutely.
Your kids will be filthy rich. So, what a fucking deal.
Here's a
text message I want to read you.
Think about this. The guy that's running right now against Biden, right, is RFK Jr., right? The only guy that's in the as of right now that's in the race, right, is RFK Jr. What's he been talking about? He's been saying, "Oh, I know the government killed. I know the deep state killed my uncle and my dad. I know that. They're not going to allow that. These people aren't going to allow
that.
Him to keep saying that.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to allow him to stay in the race and keep saying that. And so
not against them."
Not against them. And if they go to him and say, you know, you're getting out the race, he's going to say, go to hell, and they're going to end up killing the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they'll that too, yeah, no doubt. But they'll probably make an assassination attempt on Trump. That's the next one. They've done everything else. What else they haven't done except that? That's your last straw. And I bet you these fucking people are so desperate.
That is funny. Why didn't they attempt it? You know what I mean? I mean, that's how fucking lunatic they are, you know?
Well, it's like the old saying goes that, have you shot anybody today? No, but the day ain't over.
That's right.
Think about that one. That's right. The day ain't over. Okay.
Yep.
So the day ain't over yet.
What? I got a text message I want to read you guys. This text message. I might have shared it on Facebook already. But anyway, this is the wife, okay, calling or texting her old man. It says here, you got kicked out of Hobby Lobby for dipping your testicles in the glitter. And husband replies, pretty nuts, huh?
Oh, they're glittery, yeah. They sparkle. Oh, there you go.
Look like disco balls there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You're dealing with some.
I can guarantee you this, Gunn. They're not going to allow RFK Jr. to win that nomination.
No, they ain't. But,
if
they
kill him to stop him, they're going to do it.
Well, even if he gets the nomination, they ain't going to allow him to win, okay, on that level. Now, they may not have no choice but to let Trump win this time around because all the polls I've seen, every goddamn poll I've seen, is Trump is ahead by a fucking landslide. If the thing was held tomorrow, Trump would win by a tsunami. Okay. And it's not showing any signs of going the other way. I mean, how could it be? Because look at all the fucking fucked up shit the other fucking idiots are doing. Mm-hmm. They're doing everything that they can to stop Trump. Everything they can, short of a assassination attempt, like they did with Reagan. But that's not out of the question yet. I mean, we still got to go 2024 and four more years after that.
Yeah, all these so-called trials, you know, E.G. Carroll and all this crap that are falling flat on their faces or are going to fall flat on their faces, you know. And
already did.
Once that happens, that's when it's going to be ratcheted up a bit. That's when they're going to figure out, well, we can't stop him now. We can't. Their goal was to get him knocked off of some of these trials, to get him knocked off the ballot in some of these states where he can't win the state, you know. But if all these things fail, I think they will. That's not going to happen. So what's their last straw, you know?
Look, when you go back decades to the bitch that you fucked on a Friday night back in 1968, okay, and you try to make a fucking deal out of that, getting some pussy in 1968, okay, you're desperate. Brother, you are desperate to try to go back that fucking far to find anything, they'd probably dig up that fucking bitch, okay? Oh, yeah, I gave him a fucking blowjob in 1968 on Friday night at midnight. Yep, sure did. You want to see the DNA evidence? These fuckers will do that. If they'll go into cemeteries and fucking write dead people's names on the roster so they can vote in that county, you don't think they're capable of that shit? Come on. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Grunt, grunt, grunt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's all fucking dirty.
It's all dirty, boy. You talk about dirty. Woo-hoo. And you think porn is dirty. Porn is fucking nothing compared to these fuckers. It ain't shit. Okay. How dirty these fucking people play. Okay.
Absolutely, brother. You fucking know it.
Oh, sheesh.
That's crazy.
I can't believe it's I can't believe we have let society go to the shithole as much as we have without without bullets. But I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked. You know,
well, but you got to remember, Gunn, a lot of people don't get it. They don't understand it. They just think this is the way it is. They just go along with it because they think, oh, that's the way it is. So let it ride. Well, no, why fight it?
Did you see the picture? I think I posted it in Core and the other ones. There's two drag queens, I guess, whatever you call them. Okay, and they got this little kid sitting there, and the guy's holding the microphone down where his dick is. Okay, like the little kid's giving him head or something. This is how sick these goddamn people are. Okay, and they just smiling like a motherfucker. Oh, look at this, yeah, baby, you know. Slurp it up. Who's a little fucking kid? 4 or 5 years old. Okay? Go look at the fucking picture. Make you fucking sick. Sick bastards. Okay? They're fucking sick bastards, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you tell me. Yeah. I mean.
Sick bastards idolize sick bastards. I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hitler.
Well, no, but regular people idolize crazy fuckers too. We like retarded.
Fucking pedophile island.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. But look, you know, there's another little saying I put there in the Core group earlier today. It says here, you know, if your government does not use deadly force to defend your borders, but it will use deadly force against its own citizens to collect taxes and enforce its unconscionable laws, then traitors have taken control of your government. Tell me that's not fucking true.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. It is true. Okay.
No.
I mean, but you go down there and you try to stop these motherfuckers. I could stop them. Ron could stop them. Mike could stop them. Okay. It wouldn't be very pretty. Okay. But I goddamn guarantee it, we could stop it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they do that? They have the power to do it. They have a lot more power than I got or you got. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I said, down there. Go ahead.
But you got to figure it. The weak-minded, is how I can say it, weak-minded.
Weak-minded.
You know, I know motherfuckers are really intelligent people who don't know none of this shit. They don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Smartest motherfuckers you ever want to know. But some parts about this shit they just don't get. They go along with it.
They just don't
get it. They think it's the right thing. Like you're misconcepting yourself in the worst goddamn way. You know? You're misconcepting the point. You know. It cracks me up. They do it to fuck with me, or what the reason is? I ask, are you fucking with me, man? Are you serious? You don't get this.
You don't get this. What part of this don't you get?
Exactly. That's how they fucking do this. How this manipulation shit's going on, man. You're manipulating this bullshit. Just like I said, the letter from my bank, I got it on fucking, it was sent on the 18th, but the shit takes effect on the 5th. I never knew that about before that. Never knew. You're sending me a fucking notice, you know, 13 days after the fact. What does that mean? What are you telling me? You know, give me your bullshit version. I'll find out Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, no shit.
And I'm probably going to record a conversation to go with it. You know what I mean? And I'll play that motherfucker that night. Monday night, I'll play it, do a show and fucking throw down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them son bitches. Like I said, these motherfuckers that cause this, these bankers, they need to be hung for treason. Because that's treason against this country is what they're doing. It is nothing more, nothing less than fucking treason. And these motherfuckers...
Yeah, and yet, if this 100 fucking years ago, they would all be gone. You know?
Yeah. Back there in the day, back in the real, when the law was really in effect, it's still there. Nobody uses it today. But when it was being used, these fuckers would be swinging at the fucking a branch in a fucking tree every day.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to try that, motherfucker? Yeah. Okay. You're next. Just like I said, down there on that fucking Rio Grande down there, Grande or whatever you want to call it down there. Okay. Have you a machine gun sitting on the United States side, and as these fuckers start to dip their little toes in that fucking river on the other side, you lay in a line of fire right in the middle of that fucking river. I guarantee you them some bitches will fucking run like stuck fucking dogs. Okay? You don't have to kill nobody. Just lay in a line of fire right in the middle of
mm-hmm.
it. And they'll run like stuck pigs. Okay?
All right.
But why not? Why aren't they doing it? You see them fucking, oh, I don't know if you've seen the pictures of those patrol boats that Texas has, Department of Public Safety down here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, them things fancy. They're 1,000 horsepower. They got 4 outboards on it. They got fucking machine guns, 4 on each side. And the people that's in there, the DPS, is armed with fully automatic weapons. I'm surprised
well, yeah.
this bitch ain't got no... They ain't got fucking torpedo launchers on the goddamn thing. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, with all that fucking hardware and the helicopters and all that shit, they can't stop these fucking people from coming across. Bullshit. Shit. Hell, I could do it with some super glue and some and free tacos on the Mexican side. Free tacos at Taco Bell down there. Run
yeah,
for the border on that side. Yo.
Yep. Fuck them, man.
Damn. And I'm telling you, something is going to give one of these days, and
oh,
it ain't
yeah.
going to be, it ain't very long.
No, it's going to pop like a bad zit,
very long.
And a lot of it's
yeah,
going to come
it's
out.
Gonna, it's going to pop. It's going to pop
yep.
like a goddamn volcano going off, and
yeah,
when it does, I don't want to be in front of it. What is that, when the shit hits the fan? I don't
yes,
want to be
sir.
In front of that fan.
No, I don't.
No way.
Yep. Well, anyway, all right, guys, well, I'm going to get out of here. Because I got shit to do in the morning because it rained all day today. Completely ripped my whole day. But I did get a break. I laid around the house all day. I didn't walk out of this fucking house all day. It's been fucking nice. Fox has been nice. So anyway. But, all right, guys. But I'm going to get over here. Well, thanks for coming to hang out with me. But I'll see you again tomorrow night or tonight now. 8 minutes over.
Tonight.
Yeah,
tonight.
The next one.
Tonight.
You got it. All right. Well, I'm going to throw up this song and I'm going to get the fuck out of here, fellas. So you all behave yourself
all
right. you tonight. Tonight. We'll be on
hey,
tonight again.
Tonight.
God damn it.
Fly away, yeah.